privilege for me to be able to speak alongside such esteemed Rabbanim, and it's something which, contrary to what I thought, something you don't get used to, and it doesn't get easier with time. But Baruch Hashem, it's a privilege that I enjoy of being in the community, and it's a kavod that we're able to have Rabbi Feiner and Rabbi Pelkovitz come and address us all tonight, and I hope to introduce them with some Divrei Torah. The good news about going first is that no matter what time we finish, it's not my fault. But again, as I mentioned before, there's always this daunting experience about speaking in front of two such great, inspiring speakers. And there's always that fear speaking in front of Rabbi Feiner, Rabbi Pelkovitz. So I had a little bit of an idea this time. I decided that I'm going to speak about something that I heard from Rabbi Pelkovitz. This position has brought me to Rabbi Pelkovitz's table many times, and Baruch Hashem, it has done me very well. I've gained a lot of insight into life and Divrei Torah from being around the table. And one of the things that he mentioned to me almost a year ago, more than a year ago, something that had a major impact on me, and I figured I would repeat that, and there's no doubt that he's going to like it. So, although he does sometimes argue with the way I say it, but the tochen will be good. And even more than that, we know for any true litvak, there's no greater hana, there's no greater joy than finding the thoughts that you have thought, the thoughts that you have expressed in the words of the Vilna Gaon. So I believe that the words that I learned from Rabbi Pelkovitz over a year ago, which I believe should shape our Leil HaSeder to a certain degree, should really shape how we view many different aspects of our religious life, is something which we could trace back to the Vilna Gaon. Perhaps it started at the Vilna Gaon, but everything in Litvish Torah either begins or ends with the Gra. First, I want to share with you a story. A story I read a few weeks ago, a story of Rabbi Yeshua Grunwald. Many of you probably have not heard of Rabbi Yeshua Grunwald, and that's because he was one of the tragedies of the Holocaust. He was born in Chust, in the Hungarian city of Chust. He was born there. He ultimately becomes the Rav there in the early 1930s, and he enjoys that position until ultimately the Germans come in, they invade Chust, and they take over for some amount of time, ultimately sending him to Auschwitz and to a few other concentration camps, Rachmana Litzlan. Ultimately, he survives the camps. He goes to Budapest. He's a Rav in Budapest for a few years. Then he travels and he becomes to America, where he sets up a congregation, a Sheiris HaPleit, the congregation of the town of Chust. Now, Yeshua Grunwald writes a Sefer of Tshuvas. Now, preceding the Sefer of Tshuvas is a small kuntres, which he calls kuntres kol dima, or kuntres ein dima. And this is a kuntres in which he recites, he repeats all of his memoirs, all his memories about the Nazis coming in, and his journeys from the different concentration camps, and all the terrible things that happened to him. And he discusses that when the Nazis first came into Chust, they called the rabbi of the town, and they call him there, and they tell him the rules that he's going to start, that the Jewish community is going to start abiding by. And obviously everyone's going to have to start wearing a yellow star, and no one's allowed to be out after a certain amount of time. And he goes through the rules. And he says, I know that this week coming up is the Yom Tov of Pesach. And I know that the Sabbath before the Yom Tov of Pesach, there's a big drasha, the Shabbos HaGadol drasha. And I know that your tendency probably will be, you won't want to say such a drasha. We just invaded your town. And the German general tells him, I want you to say it anyway, because I don't want the Jews to be in upheaval. I want them to think things are okay. I'm forcing you to go ahead. You have to deliver the Shabbos HaGadol. And you could read the pages when he's describing the pain that he's experiencing, having to go up and face a tzibur who they knew were facing annihilation, they were facing the death camps in only a matter of days or weeks. What am I going to say to such a tzibur? What do I say to them? What am I going to tell them? How could I inspire a group of people sitting, knowing that they were just invaded by the Germans? And he says, this is the drasha that I told them. He says, we begin the Seder with Holach Ma'anya. We all know we begin with Holach Ma'anya. The Ochu Avasana be'arod in Mitzrayim, Kodich v'yesei v'yechol, Koditzrich yesei v'yifsa. Then we say, Hashata Hocha Lishona Haba Ba'arad Yisrael. And he turns to Tzibur, all of them, all their cheeks flowing with tears as he describes in great detail, and he says, Lishona Haba B'Yerushalayim. I understand why we're davening for that. Hashta Hocha. Why did the Baal HaGadol have to say Hashta Hocha? Now we're here. We know we're here. What's so great about the fact we're here? Just say, Lishona Haba B'Yerushalayim. What's Hashta Hocha? And he describes in his words as follows. This year we are here. Next year in the land of Israel. The words this year we are here would seem superfluous. After all, we know we are here. So why say it? But the rabbi said that God does not work miracles in vain. And we cannot see that God has performed miracles and acts in kindness for us up to this point in the war and the chaos. Is there any greater miracle than that this year we are here? That this year we are still sitting here in our place while millions of our Jewish brethren have already been torn from their homes years earlier. On this basis, we can judge that God will deprive us of His kindness and will perform another miracle for us so that next year we will be in the land of Israel, experiencing the true redemption. I was concise here ends so as not to get into trouble with my words. What he's explaining, what he tells his tzibur as the threat becomes more and more serious is as follows. Hashata Hocha is part of the miracle. Lashana Haba B'Yerushalayim, sometimes that's hard for us to believe. It's hard for us to see how we're going to get to Lashana Haba B'Yerushalayim. What the Baal HaGadol is telling us is that first you have to look at Hashata Hocha. First you have to look at the fact that we're here. How are we here? Does it make sense that we're here? And from the fact that we're here, perhaps we could gain inspiration into the fact that perhaps we could daven for Lishona Haba B'Yerushalayim. When I read this, I read it over and over again. It was something that made a really deep impact on me. Imagining such a person darshaning to his tzibur just days before being sent to Auschwitz. And I realized what he's saying is something which should really shape our siddur. Baruch Hashem, we're not in situations, we're not facing challenges that he faced. But the words that he's saying, Hashata Hocha, Lishona Haba B'Yerushalayim, that's something we have to focus on. We can't simply be focused on Yetzias Mitzrayim for Yetzias Mitzrayim's sake. And certainly the night is about Sipur Yetzias Mitzrayim. But the night begins with Sipur Yetzias Mitzrayim, and it can't end with Sipur Yetzias Mitzrayim. The night has to begin with Sipur Yetzias Mitzrayim, has to be centered around Sipur Yetzias Mitzrayim, but it has to end with Lishona Haba B'Yerushalayim. This Sipur Yetzias Mitzrayim has to inspire. It has to inspire us for the ultimate Geula. It has to inspire us that we believe that the ultimate Geula will really come. It's not just something we say, but it's something we actually believe. The Mabit tells us as follows. The Mabit says, Hakavana hi, the Pasuk tells us in Micha, Ki mei tzeizcha me'eretz Mitzrayim erenu nifla'os. Like the days when you left Mitzrayim, I will show you such miracles. Says the Mabit, Hakavana hi lehavi raya min hachosh, ki kemo sher anu niflaos. Just like I showed you miracles, bimeitzeizcha me'eretz Mitzrayim, niye bituchim gamkein bibiyas hagoel hageula hamashiach. The point of Leil HaSeder, one of the many points of Leil HaSeder, it's not simply that we remember the miracles that happened to us, but that we remember the miracles that happened to us so that to the extent that we believe that it's going to happen again. Like we end the Megillah with the Haggadah with the Bracha, Asher Ga'alnu V'Ga'ala V'Seinu Mitzrayim, but that's not where it ends. It doesn't end with Ga'alnu Meres Mitzrayim. We have to daven for Lashana Haba. Lashana Haba, we're going to be Noichal Min Hazvachim Min Hapsachim. Because if the recognition of Yetzias Mitzrayim doesn't bring us to that Lashana Haba, we haven't done our complete job. The smack even goes as far as to say, we know that there's a chiyuv, there's an obligation upon every Jew to be mitzape li Yeshua, to desire, to yearn the ultimate salvation. Where in the Torah does it say that there's a chiyuv to be mitzape li Yeshua? What pasuk says that you have to yearn for the salvation? Where does it tell us? Says the smack, where did they learn it from? Where did Chazal learn this from? Says the smack, they learn it from Anoichi Hashem Elokeichem Asher Tzeisi Metzchem Me'eretz Mitzrayim. Just like you have a chiyuv to believe that I took you out of Mitzrayim, and you have a chiyuv to remember that I took you out of Mitzrayim, it's not enough just to remember. It's not enough just to believe that I did miracles to you. Those miracles, that belief has to trigger a belief that the miracles will happen again, that ultimately we will be redeemed. Ultimately, the Rabbeinu Shalom will take us out of this Golos as well. But the question is, how do we do this? How do we accomplish this? Is it simply enough? Is it simply enough to believe that it's going to bring us to the ultimate Geula? Just like we had a Geulas Mitzrayim, so one day the Rebbeinu Shalom is going to bring us a Geula, and we tell ourselves that, and we say, V'noichel min azvachim min apsachim, and L'shona haba b'Yerushalayim. So we remember the Yitzias Mitzrayim, and we hope that that triggers, that leads us to an ultimate Geula. But I don't believe so. I believe that the Baal HaGadah wants us to perform, wants us to use an exercise, wants us to make ourselves, wants it to inculcate within us throughout the Leil HaSeder an exercise that will help us come to this belief. Not that we just pay lip service and we say L'shana Haba B'Yerushalayim, but that we really believe L'shana Haba B'Yerushalayim. Now, what is the Baal HaGadah? How does he tell us? What is the exercise? What are we supposed to do? How do I get to this metric? So it's something we're very familiar with. We know that we have Dalet Kosis. What are the Dalet Kosis Keneged? Why do we have Dalet Kosis? So you'll tell me the Dalet Kosis are Keneged Dalet Lishoynis of Geula. The problem is Chazal never say it's Keneged the Dalet Lishoynis of Geula. What do Chazal say? Chazal tell us that the Dalet Kosis are Keneged the Dalet Geulas. They're Keneged the four redemptions. Not four languages of redemption, but four redemptions. What are the four redemptions? The Medrash Rabbah tells us in great detail. The Medrash Rabbah says as follows. Medrash Rabbah says that while we were in Mitzrayim, we experienced four separate redemptions. Says the Medrash Rabbah, Arba geulois yeshkan, vehoitzesi ve'etzalti ve'ga'alti ve'lakachti, keneged arba gizero shegozer aleihem parah. There were four gezeros that Paro was gozer. Uchenegdon, tiknu arba kosos b'leil pesach lekayim mashenema. Four gezeros Paro was gozer. What were the four gezeros? Avoidas perech, hashlochas zicharim li'or, throw the firstborns into the river. The shchitas hayeladim, that I'm going to slaughter the yeladim in order for Paro to bathe in them, and then that I'm not going to give them tevad. I'm not going to give them any material to break to make the bricks. Says the Medrash Rabbah, these were four gezeros that happened in the Golos of Mitzrayim. And Chazal tell us that these four gezeros became batal when? While we were still avodim to Paro in Mitzrayim. We were still Meshuvah to Paro in Mitzrayim. We were still avodim. Geula had not happened yet. We had not left Mitzrayim yet. The Rebbeinu Shalom sees to it that no longer are our sons being thrown into the river. The astrologers realize that it's over. Moshe has made it out. No longer are our sons being slaughtered. So in the midst of the Golos, we have Geula. And why were Chazal misakin the Dalet Kosis? Not Keneged Dalet Lashonis of Geula, just the four different languages of redemption. Chazal were misakin the Dalet Kosis to remind us that even while we were enslaved, even while we were in a state of galus, the Rebbeinu Shalom was with us. The Rebbeinu Shalom was giving us geula. Perhaps it wasn't the geula that we were looking for. Perhaps it wasn't the grand, the great geula, the ultimate geula. But there was geula after geula every step of the way. There was one harsh gezeira, and the Rebbeinu Shalom brought us the geula. There was another harsh gezeira, and the Rebbeinu Shalom brought us geula. Says Rav Matisyahu Solomon, this is the reason for the Dalet Kosis. The Dalet Kosis is not there simply to remind us about the Geula. The Dalet Kosis is there to tell us that even in a state of Golos, there are small Geulas. There are small Geulas that we have to remember. According to the Nesivis wrote a parish on the Haggadah called Maisa Nisim, Rav Yaakov Melissa. And he asked, why do we begin the Haggadah with Halach Ma'anya in Aramaic? It's such a strange thing. What are we saying? We're inviting everyone to begin Ma'anishtana. Whoever you want to invite, you invite before. We have this one Aramaic phrase that we invite everyone to the table. He says, what are we doing? He tells us that this Aramaic phrase was added into the Haggadah afterwards, after the Churban. Klal Yisrael is thinking, we're going to have a Seder tonight. We're going to have a Seder tonight. We're going to talk about Yetzias Mitzrayim. Says the Nesivos, does it make any sense for someone who was redeemed from jail, and then he goes, he throws back into jail. Does he still commemorate, does he still celebrate that first Geula, he's back in jail. What's he celebrating for? It says in Nesivos, he's celebrating because when he was taken out of jail that first time, whoever took him out of jail told him, if this ever happens again, I'm going to take you out again. And it will happen again, and I'll take you out again. So then, even when he's thrown back into jail, every year he commemorates being taken out of jail that first time he was in jail. Every year he celebrates, because that's what gives him the faith that he's going to be taken out again. Says in Esivas that the Seder changed. When the Seder was, when we had a Beis HaMikdash, we were in Eretz Yisrael, so the Seder was about the Karban Pesach. Then where it was about Yitzias Mitzrayim, was about the Geula that we attained. But then we were thrown back into Golos. Now what's the Seder about? Says in Esivas, the Seder is about remembering the Geula from Mitzrayim. Because that Geula from Mitzrayim has to inspire us. That Geula from Mitzrayim has to inspire us to believe that there will be another Geula. But the only way to do that, it's not simply to believe that the Geula from Mitzrayim is going to trigger, if we go from Mitzrayim, we're going to get out of this Golos. But we have to believe more than that. We have to look throughout our lives. We have to look throughout the Golos that we're in and look for the small Geulos that the Ribbono Shel Olam provides us with. This is what I learned at the table of Rabbi Pelkowitz. We were talking in the context, if you remember, last year there was a time when Netanyahu came to speak to the Congress. And I was at the table the following Shabbos. And he said this vart. It's a vart that we will find in the words of the Gra, where the Gra says that in davening we ask, we say, Mishon u'miftach latzadikim. What's Mishon u'miftach latzadikim? It's an assurance, it's a safeguard for the Ribbono Shel Olam is for the tzadikim, for righteous people. Why the double language? What's both Mishon and Miftach? So explains the Vilna Gaon as follows. He says that the Miftach is the ultimate salvation. That's what we're yearning for. That's what we're davening for. That's the ultimate redemption. But along the way, God has to give us the courage to believe in Him that it will happen. We're only going to merit that ultimate redemption if we believe it could happen. If we believe that the Ribbono Shel Olam is going to do it for us, that's what Chazal tell us. That's when the Ribbono Shel Olam is going to help us, only if we believe it. But how can we believe? We've been in 2,000 years of Golos, and it's realistic for us to think we're really going to come out of here. There's only one way, says the Gra. You have to look at the Mishon. There is a Mishon, it might not be the Miftach. There's a salvation that might not be the ultimate salvation. It might not be the ultimate Geula. It might not be Mashiach Tzidkenu bringing us back to Eretz Yisrael. But every person, every community has in their lives small Mishon. A small nisim that happened here, a small mace that happens there. Small things, small signs, the Ribbono Shel Olam says, even b'sol ha-golas, in the depths of Golas Mitzrayim, you still could see Geula. Yesterday, Paro commanded that you throw your firstborns into the Yaar. Today, that decree was lifted. Yesterday, Paro commanded that we have to shecht all the Jewish children. Today, that commandment was lifted. Look at the small Geulas. And from those small Geulas, ultimately, we will gain the courage to believe that the real Geula will happen, the Geula Asidu will happen. Says the Vilna Gaon, that's Mishon u'Mivtach latzadikim. Remember, Rabbi Pelkowitz at the time said, this is what, I didn't know what he had to Google it afterwards. There's a phrase a Coca-Cola used to have in their advertisement. Pause for refresher. Pause to refresh. So, he says, this is what we're saying, a pause for refresher. Every so often, Klal Yisrael needs a sign from the Ribbono Shel Olam. Klal Yisrael needs a mission. He needs a sign telling the Ribbono Shel Olam, okay, the Ribbono Shel Olam is still with us. We're going to go forward. We're going to believe in the ultimate Geula. According to Rav Matos Yosalam, this is what the Dalet Kosas are about. The Dalet Kosas are not about the ultimate Geula. The Dalet Kosas are about that in the process of every Golas, there is a stage of Geula. There is a small Geula. And this is what I believe Rav Yehoshua Grunwald was telling his community. He was getting up there in the darkest of times, getting up in front of a community, facing the worst of things that we could imagine. And he was telling his community, you have to look at the small miracles. Perhaps it's impossible for you right now to believe Lishon HaHaba B'Yerushalayim. But look at the fact that we're here now. Look at the fact of Hashtahacha, that we're here now while the Jews all over the world are in concentration camps, they're being persecuted, and we're sitting in shul on Shabbos HaGadol. Hashtahacha should in fact inspire you to believe that Lashon HaBa B'Yerushalayim. And I believe this is something which, Baruch Hashem, perhaps we are not forced to, but it's something which we should be compelled to think about Leil HaSeder. Something we should be compelled to pass on to our friends, our families, and children. That we're not just remembering Mitzrayim. If Leil HaSeder ends with remembering Mitzrayim, we haven't fully done our job. If it ends with Asher Ga'alnu V'Ga'al HaVliseinu Mitzrayim, we haven't fully done our job on Leil HaSeder. That Ga'alnu V'Ga'al HaVliseinu Mitzrayim has to lead to V'Noicham Min Hazvachem Min Hapsachem, that we believe, in our heart of hearts, we believe that the Rabbanu Shem will in fact help us to be L'Shana Haba B'Yerushalayim. First one. Yeah.